what started as a distressed call from my daughter, Sophia, turned into my adventure in adulting yesterday.
Okay.
So got this phone call, and I answer my daughter's phone calls 100% of the time because I, not because I necessarily want to hear from them, that sounds weird to say, but because I know that every single time they call me, they're in some sort of trouble. All right.
Oh, they don't call you just to chat and say, hey, Dad, how's your day?
Exactly.
Okay.
The only time I hear from them is when they call to say, hey, what's going on? I'm in trouble, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, I get a distressed call from Sophia. She's on her way to work. She's driving to work, and she's like, I don't know what's going on with the car. There's a noise. It's making me scared, whatever. I'm like, okay, calm down. Pull over onto the side of the road. If you can get off the freeway, get off the freeway. She's like, and she was kind of in downtown area, so there's not a great spot to just get off. And I'm like, all right, well, go over here, pull off to the shoulder as much as you can and take a picture of what you see and send it to me. And so, I'll go to you and, assess the situation, basically. So I leave work. I head over to where she is, pulled over onto the side of the road, and we kind of trade cars, right? So she can continue going to work. And I see that, like, the tread of her tire has completely come off. The tire wasn't blown. It was like one of those, like, trucker's tires that you see on the side of the road every now and then, just the tread. That what was happening to her tire. So
it was like bald.
Yeah. But not only that, but like the tire was not completely off the tire. So it was hitting the inside of the wheel well every time it was going around and around.
Got it.
So it was kind of like messing up the inside of the car and the bumper and stuff like that anyway. So I call AAA. They come out and they're like, hey, do you have a lug nut key? I'm like, I don't even know what one of those are.
You're welcome to search the trunk.
I know. I'm like, a lug nut key?
What's in there?
What are you talking about?
Let me know what you find.
I know. So anyways, I'm like, there's no, he's like, well, they're normally in like the center console or in your glove box. I'm like, okay.
Let's look.
Whatever. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way my daughters have one of these things in their car. And sure enough, they do. So that was lucky that, and I learned something yesterday about a lug nut key. Never knew those things even existed.
Wait, what kind of car are they driving?
They have a Honda Fit.
Okay. All right.
So anyways, I in the meantime, I call like a tire place and I'm like, hey, question. I looked online. It looks like you've got a set of tires there in the store. If I got my car to you today, do you think you could like get it in and fix it? And the lady on the other line was super nice, but she was like, well, you know what? My guys leave about, 5:30. If you came now, and I'm like, I don't know if I can come now or not, but I can, So anyways, I get off the phone with her and finish up with the AAA guy. And as soon as I'm off, I'm calling back the tire place. And so again, she answers and I'm like, hey, it's me again.
How about now? It looks like I can leave now.
That's exactly right. Hey, just talked to you a little while ago.
I can be there in 15 minutes.
If I drop my car off like right now, what are the chances? And she's like, man, I don't want to make any promises, but yeah, if you bring it by, we'll see what we can do. And if nothing else, if you're able to leave the car, we can get to it tomorrow morning. I'm like, all right, that's a deal. We can figure that out. And so I drive there. I walk into Pep Boys there off of Breckenridge and Dutchman's, and Stephanie, who I talked to, I was like, hey, I think I might have talked to you. She's like, oh, Ben Davis. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hey, how are you? Yes,
and then
hi.
Aren't you thinking that, oh, maybe they're going to make a spot for me now if she knows who I am? Maybe she's a fan of the show, and maybe I can slip right in there right now.
Well, I would be lying if in the back of my head I wasn't thinking, man, this could be my advantage. Right, for sure. So anyways, so she's like, all right, cool. Leave the car and I'll give you a call if we're able to get to it or whatever. And so I was like, okay, great. So in the meantime, you know, she's like, hey, you know, I love listening to you guys, but you need to play more Kelly Clarkson. And I'm like, Kelly Clarkson? I'm like, we don't play any Kelly Clarkson.
That was out of left field.
I know. I was like, we don't even play any Kelly Clarkson.
All right.
So, Stephanie, here you go.
You found yourself in a music meeting. Yeah.
All right, there you go, Stephanie.
And
thank you.
And now we are programming for Stephanie at Pet Boys.
Yeah, well, I mean, so sure enough, they give me a call, and they're like, hey, well, your car is finished. I was like, no kidding, get out of here. They're like, yep. I was like, all right, I'll be over and get it. And so anyways, they...
That is service.
Like, legit, 2 hours later, they had my car in and out. So, I mean, this
That's
isn't
magical.
An ad for them, but my goodness, it was some good service. And so that was... Adulting number like 1, 2, and 3, consoling my daughter in a time of panic,
sure.
Calling AAA, calling the tire place, getting the car off the side of the highway, which, by the way, if you were in Spaghetti Junction, you were coming out of downtown yesterday by Lynn Family Stadium, you just happened to see a blue car off to the side. That was me. Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, that was me. And so, so all of that, and
then found yourself in a music meeting with Stephanie at Pet Boys.
Right, exactly. I'm like, maybe I need to play more Kelly Clarkson. Who knows? So,
a little focus group. I like it.
My day of adulting, I thought was finished.
Oh, we're not done.
I'm laying.
What a triumph with the tire situation, though. I mean, that is enough to pat yourself on the back and be like, the day's a success.
I know. I felt good about everything. I felt good. I was like, you know what? We accomplished some stuff today.
Right.
I'm laying in bed, and my daughter is in the shower. She gets out of the shower. The water doesn't shut off.
Oh, no.
There's a problem.
Oh, the water is still going?
Yep. And
that's a problem that needs immediate attention.
And I hear her go, what's going on? And then my wife, Ben, we've got a problem.
Oh, no. And when like, she yells, Ben,
I know.
That's not
I'm
good.
Just like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. I thought my day was
over. How many more crises can I endure today?
So I get out of bed. And I walk into the bathroom, and sure enough, the water's it doesn't shut off the faucet. So I go, I turn off the water.
Is it like dripping, or is it still
no,
full on?
No, it's like running.
Oh,
and so I go, I turn off the water to the house. And I know what it is because about every 6 to 8 months, there's something with the, I have an old faucets and old like tub and shower system, whatever. But it like wears this rubber seal down after about, I don't know, about 10 months to a year or so. So I kind of have in the back of my head what needs to be fixed, but it just takes a while to do. So, you know,
you're in for a project.
I know. So I'm like, all right. So I go, I get my toolbox out. I go and, you know, I do the thing.
I do the tinkering.
I'm like, all right, turn the water on, and the water goes on, and I turn the knobs, and sure enough, it shuts off, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Look at you, another pat on the back.
Can my adulting be done? And so my wife was like, think of this, you were a father today.
Uh-huh.
You were a counselor. You were a plumber.
You were a tire guy. Yeah.
And she was like, but you weren't a lover. And I was like, you know what?
OMG.
There's still time left in this day. Because if I can't have had something like that happen after that.
That's the payment plan.
It didn't happen. I went to bed. But
man,
so that was my adventure in adulting and all the things.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
And who knew had that
Stephanie at Pet Boys?
Yeah, and Stephanie at Pet Boys made sure that I was in and out. So that
you
was
can,
pretty
well,
cool.
And you can check that box off too. You played Kelly Clarkson for Stephanie.
I did.
You did.
We programmed our radio station.
Sure did. It was about 15 seconds, but we did it.
So anyways, that was my day in adulting.